teshuva is another one related to divorce by force, which maybe in the context of our Tuesday night chaburas will come back to again. But this is a teshuva in Eben HaEzer Chelek Gimel, Simin Mem Gimel, from 1968. And the question was, to put it bluntly, can you force a man to give his wife a get because he stinks?
Literally.
Correct. Now, here's the circumstances. Maybe I shouldn't be so harsh on the fellow, but that was the taina in court. And the question was the following. There was an individual who became ill, who became sick, and because of his illness, he was just very, is the word odorous? He just...
Malodorous,
thank you. Okay, just there was unfortunately, a very, very bad smell about him. I'm not sure exactly what the conditions were that produced that smell, but it was due to his illness, and the woman complained she simply just can't tolerate living with this man anymore because he smells so badly. The question was, does Basin have the reshus to force this man to divorce his wife because she claims she can't tolerate living with him because he smells so terribly? So the truth is, Rav Moshe says, the Mishnah Ksuba Safayin Zayin Amud Aleph says that there are certain instances when you're allowed to force a man to divorce his wife, and some of those instances are somebody who professionally deals with excrement all day long and just smells terribly. Someone who works with animal hides all day long, and he also smells horribly. So in all these cases, the Mishnah, the Gemara say that you are allowed, in that case, to force the man to divorce his wife because she can claim, I simply can't tolerate his bad smell anymore. So if that's the case, we see that very, very smelly husbands is a mum gadol shekofen oso lahotzi bishvilte. You can force somebody to divorce his wife if she claims, I can't tolerate living with such a malodorous husband. The Rambam quotes this la'alacha, Shulchan Aruch quotes this la'alacha. So maybe this woman has a taina now. In 1968, same taina. So says Reb Moshe, one second. It's pashut, he says that halacha in the Mishnah is dafka when he smells so badly as a result of his profession, let's say, that most women can't tolerate it. But if she says, I can't tolerate because she is super sensitive and just she herself, unlike others, doesn't have such a high tolerance for such a situation. That, says Reb Moshe, is not a case where you can force somebody to divorce his wife. Only if it's something which almost the average woman, most women, would not be able to tolerate. Then you can force him to divorce his wife as a result. But if it's just she claims she can't tolerate the smell, that's not a valid excuse for forced divorce. Then Reb Moshe says, there's another issue to take into account here. Meaning, even if this man smells so badly that most women would not be able to tolerate the smell, and maybe then you could argue that there would be grounds if he smells so terribly on the basis of the Mishnah Ksuba Safayin Zayin to force him to divorce his wife because it's not fair to subject her to living with such a man. There's a second halacha, that is the Sifri, the Medrash Halacha, Parashas Ki Tetzeh, by Ifas Toar. Somebody takes a non-Jewish captive as his wife after finding her in battle and wants to now send her away. No longer wants to marry her. He doesn't like her. He's got to send her away. The Sifri says that if she was ill, he's not allowed to kick her out of the house because he no longer likes her if she's right now ill and in need of care. And certainly, says the Sifri, when it comes to a Jewish wife who is ill and in need of care, you can't just kick her out when she's ill. Well, if that's the case, as a motion, maybe here the same should apply. If this guy is ill and that's what's causing his bad smell, so it's not fair to force him to divorce his wife, in other words, force him to be divorced, if he also is ill and that's what's causing the friction here. Other hand, says Reb Moshe, the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, when speaking about a Jewish man whose Jewish wife is ill for an extended period of time, and the Jewish husband does not want to incur all the expenses of her medical bills, so Rambam says he's allowed to divorce her and give her ksuba as payment, and then she's on her own financially to care for her own medical bills. But the Rambam says, even though halachically it's permissible, He says, "Ein roi lasos kein mei derech eretz." It's not appropriate to do it. So from this Rambam it seems that this halacha we just quoted from the Sifri about not divorcing a yifas toar, a captive wife, not divorcing her when she's ill, is not really an ister. It's just not derech eretz to send someone out when they're in need of care because physically they're not doing well. And the Moshe then says, we do find other instances where the Sifri will darshan a pasuk to teach me halacha, which is really not an ister daraisa or ister jabon, but simply just a hanhaga tova. We find by Maisik Safim, for example, says Ibn Moshe, that Tosus quotes a Sifri, aser ka aser, you're supposed to set aside a tenth of your income every year for tzedakah, for charity, and that, according to many poskim, is not an ister daraisa, it's not a chiv jabon, it's just a minog tov, it's a derech eretz type of, it's a minog tov to adopt it. So it could be that here also, Rambam says that this halacha found in the Sifri, that one is not supposed to send away his captive wife, and certainly not his Jewish wife, when she is ill and in need of care, is not really an ister prohibition, strictly speaking, but just a derech eretz, hanhaga tova, muster type of conduct. So if so, says Moshe, maybe here where this fellow is very, very ill, which is producing a terrible smell, maybe there wouldn't be, strictly speaking, prohibited to force him to divorce his wife. It would just be a muster or derech eretz violation. It wouldn't be appropriate. It wouldn't be a nice thing to do, but there's no prohibition in doing so. Nonetheless, says Rav Moshe, in conclusion, he says, Akopanim, kevan she'eno derech eretz, still not derech eretz, but who roa muster, it's just not a nice way to act, to force someone to divorce when he is ill, and that's the cause of the tension and the friction. The difference is Rav Moshe, it's not mistab, it's not reasonable to think that the rebbeisin should force this husband to divorce his wife because she claims that due to his illness she can't tolerate his bad smell anymore. And Moshe says, well, you know, maybe by a husband it's different because the husband doesn't need the wife as much as the wife needs the husband. He can hire someone else with his own money to assist him, to help him out. Maybe not, says Moshe, Tzarech Ian. He's not so sure. Maybe one can argue that forcing a woman to be divorced is more problematic because then she's left on her own with no real financial support. Whereas forcing a man to divorce his wife, maybe he has more financial means than a woman does, and therefore maybe it's not as bad. But the bottom line says, in motion, this is the point of interest for today. He says, ach bechlal, but in general, leka metzias bladina. There is no reality today, says Rav Moshe lahalacha, lichfos bizman hazeh, to force someone to divorce his wife, bizman hazeh, says Rav Moshe. And in bechol ofen, and in general, he says, and in all cases, tzarach lishtadu, you have to try, sheitin get beretzon atov, to bring about a situation where the husband consents to give the get, because he says, "Bechlal leka metzias l'dina lichlas bezman hazeh." In general, there is no real applicable case bezman hazeh, says Rav Moshe, nowadays to force someone to give a get. So even though the woman is complaining that this husband's stench or body odor is unbearable for her, you can't force him to divorce her. You should try to bring about a consensual divorce and not to resort to the kfiyah. And that after having discussed the idea that it wouldn't be derech eretz or muster perhaps to force him to divorce his wife anyways, even if one can disagree with that, says Moshe, one should not be kofa, should not force a divorce, bizman hazeh.